You know, it's funny because I saw this sort of topic brought up the other day. Basically, it was the old Mount Rushmore for Boston discussion, and the answers included numerous people, including even David Ortiz's name was brought up, and I don't see that. You know, Malcolm, it's a tough call. Because the other guy historically that's in that conversation is Bobby Orr, who Boston people absolutely adored. Bill Russell might have been the greatest of all Boston sports athletes, but at the time he played in Boston, he probably wasn't revered to the extent that that those other gentlemen were, for obvious reasons. At that time, I mean, racism was still a factor that Russell was dealing with. But Bird and Brady is a really tough call because both guys were just so beloved and for a good reason.
In my opinion, well, I just give you this, but I don't know if it means anything, but I've been watching a lot of YouTube, and I pulled this up where when he retired, his number, when he retired, they didn't do it on the night that they had a game. They had it was a day off, and the garden was full.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, Malcolm, I really believe this. I believe that had Bird not suffered the back injuries, that he might be regarded as the greatest basketball player ever lived. I think that, you know, his injuries, despite the fact he tried to play through them, curtailed his career because, he was just incredible.
I'm going to make a lot of people mad, but he's my small forward.
Yeah,
he's my small forward in the sort of game. He's my small forward, and I hated him when he played.
Go ahead.
One other quick story about him. I think it was 1986. There was the last leg of a road trip, last game of a road trip, and he decided to play the last game left-handed, scored 27.
Left-handed, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, he scored 27, 29 points and hit almost every shot and took all his shots left-handed.
I don't know if you call that gall or boxy or I don't know what it was. But can you
Malcolm. Yeah, it was all that. He actually was too good for the league. That's the truth of it. He was just too good. So he had to invent things to create a higher sense of a higher degree of difficulty because the game was just too easy for him, and he was too dominant. People don't realize, you know, the Celtics would rarely go on these West Coast road trips after the All-Star break, and people talk about triple-doubles tonight. Bird, one of those years, went on a 7-8-game West Coast road trip, and he averaged, 45, 20, and 15. I mean, those were triple-doubles, you know.
Bird was amazing. How about the one when he played against the Hawks? And I think he had 60 points.
Yeah.
He went over Kevin McHale.
McHale. Yep.
And then the next week, Bird told him you should have went for 60, and he got 60. But the Atlanta bench actually got fined because they were high-fiving.
They were. They were. Yeah. They were slapping hands and high-fiving and falling over their chairs. You know, yeah. They had all become fans of the shooting display they were watching. You're 100% right.
Doc Rivers was on the Hawks at that time, and he said that Mike Fratello, the coach, in the film room, that at that time, I guess they had VCRs or whatever, and he kept rewinding that part. Not the defense, just Ben. he must have rewinded 20 times.
You know? Yeah, I bet the little general did not like that.
No. Well, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Stay safe.
Same here, Malcolm.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Malcolm. Appreciate it very much. Is that Matt, brother of Joe, Ramona?
Yeah, you hadn't called in a long time.
A long time. Matt, welcome back to the show, Matt. Let's get going. Come on.
Hey, well, how you doing?
Good, Matt. It's
been a while.
Good ass.
I had some NFL questions for you, as always.
Yeah.
What do you think of Buckner going to the Colts? Is that a good move, or do you think they paid a little bit too much for him?
I'm sorry, Matt. Say it again. Who did you say?
I think it was Buckner from San Francisco went to the Colts.
You're talking about DeForest Buckner. Yeah, no, I think it's a great addition to the Colts. I mean, realize DeForest Buckner was San Francisco's defensive MVP last year, as voted on by the team and the coaches. So that defense was incredible. Well, his fellow teammates and coaches voted him defensive MVP of that team. And it's exactly the type of guy Chris Ballard loves. Ballard likes big physical types on his offensive and defensive front. I mean, it's nuts. That's a great addition to the Colts.
No, the only thing I would be worried about is if we're paying them too much.
Well, you know, here's the thing. That's an issue. It's an issue in the salary cap era, no question. From their standpoint, they had to decide who to pay and who not to pay, and that's the decision they made. I think from your standpoint right now, I think it's a really big pickup. It makes you a much better defensive football team.
How about Rivers to the Colts? Does he still have some in the tank?
You know, Joe, that's a really good question. Or Matt, that's a really good question. Not by what I've seen of late, but I will say this. I think this is the best fit Philip Rivers could have found in the National Football League. The Frank Reich offense features the short passing game. That is still within Rivers' arm strength to be able to handle. And the offensive line that he will have in Indianapolis will be light years better than the one he had. So I actually think it's a good fit. In fact, I think because of it, you're going to be more competitive in the division this year. In fact, I think I'm going to get to it later, but I think you'll supplant Houston and compete with Tennessee for the division title. I think bringing Philip Rivers in to that particular offense, and I get it's like a 1 year trial period, but I like it. I think those are both really good pickups.
That's pretty good to hear. One last thing, if I run,
yeah,
Lima from Iowa State, I think he's their nose tackle. Why is he low on the draft boards?
All right.
Pretty far down. I think some of them say he's free agent. Thanks, Walt.
All right, Joe. Matt. Did it again. It's because Matt, we don't see you ever anymore. That's why. Make sure to get in more. Honestly, it's part of it is he's not a big guy. He's probably 6 feet and maybe, you know, 295 or something. And I think that's a big part of it. Remember when Grady Jarrett came out of Clemson, he went around 6. You know, so I think that's a big part of it. But he can play. That kid can play. He made a huge difference in the Iowa State program when he came to Iowa State. So, somebody will probably draft him very late and they'll wind up getting a good player. Not Grady Jarrett, but a good player. Clemson Dad, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm still laughing. I called in and Mama said, "You scared me. I thought it was late."
Yeah, because you generally call late, yeah.
Yeah, generally. Yeah. But anyway, we got the COV lockdown or whatever, so There we go.
Yep.
But anyway, you were talking about, well, first thing before I get this, I saw something this weekend, Walt, on ESPN2. It was like copied from ESPN8. But they were skipping rocks across the pond.
What? They're broadcasting skipping rocks?
Yeah, like, you know, when the Andy Griffith Show comes on, and Opie skips that rock across the lake, these people were competing. And y'all, they had referees down in the water. I mean, anyway, I just never thought. I know that we got trade going on, but as far as live sports, my man, ain't nothing going.
Rona, maybe I could have people I don't like come over and I'll throw rocks at them in the driveway. I mean,
we'll entertain everyone.
Yeah. I said earlier that that they're in a difficult position, but
right?
Yeah, I said earlier they're in a difficult position, but you can't be showing rock skipping. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
It was on ESPN too, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm 54 years old. I never thought I'd live to see that. But
that's true.
I didn't know those. And then they're spinning signs, you know, like the people out in front of restaurants. Evidently, it's the competition about that. The best sign spinner. I didn't know all this. But anyway.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, there's all kind of crazy things this weekend on ESPN. But you're talking about John Watts and that cryptic tweet he put out today. I guess it was today. And then I was looking at the internet.
Well, let me just say, I didn't find it particularly cryptic. I mean, you know, it was. Yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty clear. I mean, I think his intent was pretty clear. He's not fond of the fact that Houston got rid of Nuke Hopkins, nor should he be.
Would you be?
No, as I just said, nor should he be. Yeah.
But anyway. The Vegas odds are that he is going to be the quarterback of the Patriots in 2021.
I don't really believe that. I think he'll be the quarterback in Houston, in part because Houston will be able to pay him the most money.
Well, I don't know, man. He don't seem to be.
No, I'm pretty sure. Well, you know, again, that can change. We'll see what happens. We'll see who they...
Crazy or what?
Say again?
Is Bill O'Brien off the chain or what?
I don't know.
DeAndre?
I think that clearly there was some difference of opinion between Bill O'Brien and Nuke Hopkins that led to a parting of the ways. He didn't seem to get appropriate value in the corresponding deal, but let's see what David Johnson does. I think he's capable of doing some good things for Deshaun and for Houston. And they did add Randall Cobb, so they addressed the receiver situation to a degree. But they'll come back in round two and they'll draft another receiver, and ultimately that decision will probably be viewed positively or negatively based on the play of whichever receiver they take in round two. Clemson Dad, I have to run. I'm up against it. I appreciate the call as always. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
In communities across the upstate, throughout South Carolina, and across this country, your local and small businesses are what really drives the economies where we live and work, shop and go to school, worship, and take part in daily activities. As we all come together during these challenging times, The Roar urges you and yours to continue to support your local and small businesses as much as you can while still following the CDC's recommendations. Over the years, you have become their customers, often telling other Roar listeners like yourself that they should shop and use those local businesses who not only cater to you, but also employ tens of thousands of your fellow men and women. We are one nation under God. And now, more than ever, we want our community to know that here at the station, we are here for you and for each other. And we hope you will all do the same. God bless. And thank you for supporting The Roar.
If you're tired of eating fast food for lunch, stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson for their $6.95 daily lunch specials. Monday's special is mesquite chicken salad. Tuesday, enjoy a piled high barbecue sandwich. Wednesday's special is golden fried catfish sandwich with tangy tartar sauce. On Thursday, try the southern fried chicken sandwich. Friday, enjoy a cheeseburger made to order just how you like it. Daily lunch specials for only $6.95 each. Carson Steak Warehouse at 150 Beltline Boulevard in Anderson.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Hey, Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's never too early to start planning for the next football season, and now, before we open, is the time to lock in the perfect place to stay in Clemson. Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both the lake and Death Valley. It is the perfect location for spending game weekends in Clemson. To see it for yourself, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to schedule a tour with me. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 116-23 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is the number one stop and shop for a brand new Serta or Beautyrest mattress at the lowest prices around. Springtime is a great time for something new, and the Mattress Outlet has come to be the kind of place you can trust to have great selection and tremendous prices. Come in and let the outlet's experienced staff guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Goodwill and Chick-fil-A.
It's an important time to support locals like Joe's New York Pizza in Clemson and Seneca. Now open Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 7, with takeout, curbside, and delivery at both locations. And Clemson has patio dining, weather permitting, serving up the sauce they've become so well known for. Joe's New York Pizza, make them your choice for takeout, curbside, and delivery Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 7. In Clemson, call 722-5464. In Seneca, call 888-0009. Joe's New York Pizza.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
The sky is crying. Candies in the tears roll down the street.
Walt Dip Tula Road Rage, we are back. You want in 654-7627. I see my friend Rob Prophet has tweeted Daniel Jeremiah's dream mock draft for the Dolphins, which would include Tua Tagovailoa at 5, Henry Ruggs at 18. Well, that's probably a dream because I don't think it'll be there. I don't think he'll be there. Austin Jackson at 26, Marlon Davidson at 39, and Lloyd Cushenberry at 56. Cushenberry may go actually a little earlier than that as well. Marlon Davidson has the potential of sneaking into the end of round one. I think Ruggs will be gone before 18 as the speed draft, as the speed receiver in this draft, especially because everybody is just witnessed firsthand what the Kansas City Chiefs did. So that would be my expectation. But, again, the Tua Tagovailoa deal, I continue to say, damaged goods in my estimation, and I would be leery. All right, Ramona, I want to get to this basketball list. And again, these are my top 25 players in the history of college basketball, and I'll tell you why. You want to get in on it, you're welcome to 654-767. People have been throwing names at me all day on both the text line and on Twitter. And you're welcome to get in if you want. By the way, Ramona, I'm getting people saying this is why I need to be on the ACC network because I can keep their programming going and these kind of things. I appreciate that very much. I really do. I appreciate that very much. But they wouldn't like me because the first thing I'd do would be bash the SEC, which is their big cash cow. So so I don't know. But you want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. And you can get in. What does this say? Wait. I got to check this. Jay said, I'm pretty sure I heard some bonehead on the radio this weekend while I was mowing. said that Josh Allen was not physically capable of throwing the ball down the field and was overrated. I don't know. Look, you can't fix stupid. I mean, if somebody actually said that, I mean, look, I've done this for a long time. Allen is the strongest arm I have ever seen, ever. As I said, game one, I saw him game one at Wyoming, and I came on radio the next day, whatever that was, you know, the Monday. And I said, I just saw a kid who's going to be a future top 10 draft pick who has the strongest arm I've ever seen. And, you know, we were a year ahead of everybody with that. But I think eventually people figured out the arm strength. Look, I'm telling you right now, I really think that, and I'm going to get into this maybe today, the way it's going, it might be pushed to tomorrow too. But I want to make some projections on the AFC and the NFC based on everything we've seen in free agency thus far. And look, it's subject to change because the draft will change it. We're in the second wave of free agency now. There aren't as many big names out there. The biggest name still remaining is Jadeveon Clowney, and I think that you know, the problem with paying Jadeveon Clowney $20 million, he wants $20 million. You know, Seattle's offering him like 18.5 or something of that sort. How you don't take that if you're him is beyond me. Would I pay Jadeveon Clowney more than that? No, I wouldn't. I mean, first of all, you're never guaranteed he plays more than half the season. You know, his salary had to be prorated. You never guaranteed that that guy plays even half the season. So I don't know. I would be really reluctant to pay him $20 million. Not because I don't think he's a good player. I think he is a good player. I think he's tremendously talented. He's better against the run than people think and not as good of a pass rusher as people think, but he's a really good football player when he plays, and that's what's at issue, the when he plays part. Hey, let me tell you, let's get into this list, and I want to talk about it from the bottom, and I want to mention the specific player that that Mike from Anderson brought up earlier today, which was Spencer Haywood. Spencer Haywood did not make my list because he played 1 year collegiately. Now, the 1 year at Detroit was unbelievable. In the 1 year, I think Haywood averaged 34 and 22. Yes, 34 points and 22 rebounds in the single year he played collegiately. But I evaluated that element too. If you were a 1 year player, I didn't view you as highly. I can't. But he would be the next guy, in my mind. If I had, you know, I came down to him at the end and debated him at the end and ultimately did not put him on because of the 1 year. But I believe in that 1 year at Detroit that he averaged 34, 35, whatever it was, and 22. I mean, he was an unbelievable college player. All right. Let's start this out. All right. Number 25 on the road rage list of the greatest college basketball players ever. Number 25 is Artis Gilmore. Artis Gilmore, by the way, I saw a still photo today of Artis Gilmore blocking a shot in college. His elbow was at the top of the box. I mean, Gilmore was listed at 7'2". No one will ever really know how tall Artis Gilmore was because he had an afro that was like, you know, like a foot or more. But he was at least 7'2", and he was athletic. I mean, he could jump. You know, he didn't necessarily display that athleticism on offense. You know, he had a hook shot he liked. He there were many years he led basketball at the pro level in shooting percentage because he'd get any shot he wanted. And he never took anything. All of Artis Gilmore's shots came from within like 6 feet. So he was always going to shoot a high percentage. But at Jacksonville, you know, he led Jacksonville to the Final Four. I'm sorry, that's special stuff for Jacksonville. Nicknamed the A-Train, in his college career, Artis Gilmore averaged 24.3 points and 22.7 rebounds per game, shooting 57.4% from the field. Artis Gilmore, and by the way, at that time, Jacksonville actually had 2 7-footers, and they were a very dangerous team. And Gilmore led his team to the Final Four. So Artis Gilmore makes my list at number 25. There are going to be some guys who don't make this list, and I'll explain why. But this list, you know, the way I viewed it was, and you can get into, feel free to discuss any of these guys you want. I viewed it as, did you elevate the level of your team, first of all? I mean, I think that's important. Most of the guys on this list elevated the level of their team. Were you a dominant player? Were you a talented player? Or were you part of a team of talented players, just like I would at the pro level? And by that definition, I think there are some guys who are underrated and some guys who are overrated in a discussion of the greatest players who ever lived. I mean, again, Gilmore was 7'3", whatever he was, and averaged 24.3 points and 22.7 rebounds. That's dominant. Led his team to the Final Four. That's dominant. I mean, especially when it's Jacksonville. If you took a team like Jacksonville and elevated them to Final Four status, you're going to make my list. So Artis Gilmore of Jacksonville, number 25. Daryl Griffith of Louisville, number 24 on the list. All Daryl Griffith did is lead his team to a national title. He was a remarkable, remarkable athlete. I mean, one of the best college athletes we've ever seen. You know, he, from a playing style standpoint, you know, he would remind you a little bit of say a David Thompson or something of that sort. He had that type of ability. He had an unbelievable vertical leap. Again, led his team to a national championship. Dr. Dunkenstein was his nickname, and leading his team to a national title, he belonged in this conversation. And as a senior in 79-80, averaged 23 points a game, rebounds, assists, did everything. Shot over 55% from the floor as a guard. Daryl Griffith, Louisville, Dr. Dunkenstein. Dunkenstein makes my list at number 24. Number 23 is a blast from the past, the Wayback Machine. Number 23 is Jerry Lucas. Jerry Lucas, 1960 to 62, played for Ohio State, was one of the great college players the game has ever seen. Collegiately, Jerry Lucas, and by the way, a great shooter from distance as well. There was no three-point shot at that time. Lucas, for his career, shot 0.624. He shot over 62%. Think about this, all right? This is 1960, all right, when nobody shot like this. Nobody. From 1960 to 62, Jerry Lucas in his college career shot 0.624. That's insanity because he wasn't taking shots just under the rim. Jerry Lucas was a 6'9 center who had a face-up game out to 35 feet. There was no limit to his range. Lucas, collegiately for his career, averaged 24.3 points per game and 17.2 rebounds per game. That's a dominant collegiate player. Jerry Lucas makes my list at number 23, the great Ohio State Buckeye. Number 22 is a guy I've spoken a lot about. Like I said, you want in, you're welcome to get in. 654-7627, 654-7627. Number 22 is a player I've spoken about a lot on the show based on his history. His nickname was Bad News. He had other nicknames. He had lots of nicknames. But he gained the nickname Bad News because he once allegedly used a tire iron on a teammate.
Great.
He tried to board a plane carrying weapons at one point, allegedly, when he was playing for the Spirits of St. Louis. His talent level was such that that he led St. Louis to a victory over Julius Erving in the Nets. I mean, Marvin Barnes was an unbelievable talent. Marvin Barnes was 6'9", could do anything on a basketball court, had unlimited range. But when he was playing for the Spirits of St. Louis in the ABA, he would regularly disappear. I mean, he would just go AWOL. He would just be gone for a period of days, weeks, and no one would know where he went. And Marvin Barnes is really a sad case because had Barnes ever played to his full potential, we would be discussing him as one of the greatest NBA players who ever lived. But he didn't. He did play to that potential early in his NBA career with the Spirits of St. Louis. By the way, Bob Costas was actually the play-by-play guy for the Spirits of St. Louis back in that time frame. But Marvin Barnes, collegiately, played for Providence College. And he led Providence College to the Final Four. He averaged 20.7 points and 17.9 rebounds. He played with a guy named Ernie DiGregorio, who was also a legendary college player. And in his senior year, Barnes averaged 22.1 and 18.7 rebounds. And again, led his team to a Final Four berth. That's what I'm talking about elevating your team play. That was Marvin Barnes, one of the greatest talents to ever play the game of basketball. Walt Diptula, Road Rage. Barnes was 22. I'll tell you who 21 is when we come back.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's not too early to start thinking about new porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint, Summer Classics, Resesto Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can place special orders now and have your furniture delivered in time for the warm weather that will be coming. Special preseason prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Here's your chance to own a brand new F-150 from George Coleman Ford at incredible savings. Get a 2019 F-150 XLT with heated seats and Sync 3. MSRP at $44,150. George Coleman Ford price at only $30,997. That's right, just $30,997, and you're in a new 2019 F-150. Never any hidden fees or added charges. That, my friends, is how George Coleman Ford does business. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 3/31/2020.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Do you suffer from peripheral neuropathy in your hands or feet? One drug after the other, continual numbness and tingling, burning pain, balance problems, and decreased quality of life? Are you experimenting with dangerous drugs such as Lyrica, Gabapentin, Neurontin, or Cymbalta with limited success and just been told you got to live with it? Dr. Jeff Legree, DC, founder of Beyond Limits Health Intervention and Pain Relief Center, can help. Now there's a non-invasive natural solution for your neuropathy right here in Greenville. A solution that addresses the underlying cause of your condition without taking endless drugs with serious side effects. Plus, they have an 87 to 93% success rate helping neuropathy sufferers get their life back. If you'd like to attend the next seminar, you'll learn how to reverse this deadly condition affecting over 50 million people across the country. To reserve your spot now, call 864-412-8141. This is a free seminar, but seating is limited, so call now, 864-412-8141.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
So was a lion and a grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Oh, you, baby, I'm.
Walt Tip to the Red Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. We're talking about the greatest college basketball players of all time. Let me get Dr. Tom in here. Dr. Tom, good to have you back.
How you doing, Walt? Good to talk to you.
Good. Yeah, same here.
Couple of things, interesting fun fact about Artis Gilmore. He started his career at Gardner-Webb.
That's true.
College, as a JUCO at Gardner-Webb, and I believe that Joe Williams was his coach at Jacksonville, who then came to Furman and led Furman in its golden era of basketball in the 70s. Am I correct on that?
You are correct. You are correct, sir. You're correct in all of that. Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's it was a thrill last year with Gardner-Webb basketball because I taught some of those kids who played in the NCAA tournament. And it really is sad that we're not going to get to see that this year, because seeing those kids from a small school who had worked so hard take the eventual national championship to the woodshed for 20 minutes. And you can call me silly if you want to. It brought tears to my eyes seeing those kids get that.
Oh, absolutely.
And just loved it for them. And it's understand why, but it is sad that we're not going to see that this year. Good. Sorry.
Yeah, and by the way, Dutch, I mean, if there was ever a year that the mid-major was finally going to break through and win the title, I think it was this year. And I think the most likely team was Dayton. I think Dayton was loaded. I think they proved it all year long. But there were lots of mid-majors in contention this year. And the Power 5 teams were almost universally down. So whether it was a Dayton, whether it was Gonzaga, who I guess, you know, technically is still mid-major, although I don't think people really view Gonzaga that way anymore. But this seemed to be the year. You know, Butler came so close. George Mason came close. I mean, Butler got to the national championship twice and lost really close games. I mean,
absolutely.
Right, heartbreaking games. I mean, and so we've come real close, but it almost felt like this was going to be the year it was going to happen.
Or maybe an East Tennessee would emerge, or maybe somebody we hadn't even thought about would come out of it and make it a real thriller of a tournament. So you're I think 100% correct. Now, of course, I still want Furman to make the tournament again so my father can rest in peace. But hopefully one day that will happen.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will.
I'm guessing you haven't gotten to David Thompson on your list yet.
I have not.
Okay. Interesting story about David Thompson. He has a relative who works at Gardner-Webb, and he comes about once a year to speak up there. Talk about a guy who has gotten his life straightened out and turned around and is really doing great things for the community and has a great testimony for the community about overcoming hardships and overcoming your own demons. And he signed, I was working with one of the local schools up there for a while, doing some service projects, and he signed a bunch of basketballs and pictures that we could give to those kids at the end of the year when we finished working with them. So it's just great to know that, yeah, a lot of these guys do mess up, but a lot of them do get their lives back together as well.
Yeah, and David Thompson's story is absolutely fascinating. Actually, I need to get him on the show. I think I thought about that once before and never actually got around to it. But I would love to have David Thompson on the show. David Thompson, in my mind, clearly the greatest ACC player of all time, and probably the greatest 6'4", 6'5", and under player in the history of college basketball.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yep. Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Yes.
Yeah, David Thompson was unbelievable, and he is still to come. The next guy on my list, and we are at number 21 on my all-time list. You want to get in on it, you're welcome to. Number 21 is Calvin Murphy. Calvin Murphy not only went on to be a great NBA player, but tiny Calvin Murphy was, I'll see what he was listed at, but 5'9", whatever he was. Calvin Murphy, in his 3 years at Niagara from 1967 through the 69-70 season, averaged 33.1 points per game. He shot 0.849 from the free throw line. His last year, senior year, he shot 0.881. And he went on to be perhaps the greatest free throw shooter in NBA history. He was just an unbelievable shooter of the basketball. He was quick on quick. He was a baton twirler at one point, which gave him such fast hands. He was also really, really dangerous. No one in the NBA would ever mess with Calvin Murphy because he was as intense, as feisty as you get, and his hands were fast as lightning. And the couple times people got involved with Calvin Murphy, they came up on the short end. That's who Calvin Murphy was. But again, insanely quick, great jump shot. He could pull up off a dribble, and one of the great shooters the game has ever seen. And Murphy was listed at 5'9". As a sophomore at Niagara, because Frosch couldn't play. But as a sophomore, Calvin Murphy averaged 38.2 points a game and five rebounds. Calvin Murphy averaged 38.2 points a game his first year of college basketball. That's just absolute insanity. So Calvin Murphy makes the list at number 21. Number 20 is a player that I'm sure people are familiar with, and actually I had I think a couple people on Twitter actually mentioned this player, and so they were 100% right. Number 20 is Grandmama Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson, for his career at UNLV, averaged 21.6 points and 11.2 rebounds, and shot over 64% from the field. Over 64% from the field. 35% from three, 79% from the free throw line. But Larry Johnson was the leader of all those, the great UNLV teams under Tarkanian. Larry Johnson was one of the strongest players I saw play college basketball. There was nobody who could defend Larry Johnson at the collegiate level. When he posted you up, you were at his mercy. His strength was a big factor. Again, you're talking about a guy who's 6'6 and 50 pounds, and just no one could handle him physically. He was very quick with his back to the basket. He had spins. He could get to the rim, and he was so unbelievably explosive and powerful that he was just a match night. There was no one who could handle Larry Johnson. And I would have to check what UNLV's record was during the Larry Johnson years, but it was insanity. I mean, they just didn't lose. And when they did lose, like to Duke, the second go-round, it was a shocking upset, as good as Duke was. It was a shocking upset. And it was one of those games that, you know, right place, right time, right focus, right revenge, all those things played a factor in it. You know, had the two teams played on most other days, there was no way Duke was beating that UNLV team. The previous time they played UNLV, crushed their souls, and I think they just didn't respect them. They should have. And they would have won multiple national titles then. But Larry Johnson makes my list at number 20. Number 19, the greatest college basketball players to ever play. Number 19 is a guy named Bob Lanier. Bob Lanier was 6'11", 250-pound, left-handed shooting center. In his career for St. Bonaventure, Bob Lanier averaged 27.6 and 15.7 rebounds, shooting 58% from the field. Lanier had a unbelievably feathery touch out to 22, 25 feet. If there had been a three-point line, Lanier would have excelled at that because he had such a great shooting touch. But, you know, he lived in the mid-range and in the post, obviously. He was a terrific player. His last year, his senior year at St. Bonaventure, he averaged 29.1 points and 16 rebounds. He led St. Bonaventure to the Final Four. Remember what I said about elevating the level of your team as a part of the prerequisite in this list, as a part of my criteria in the assembly of this list. If you're a great player, you elevate the level of your team. Bob Lanier brought his team to a Final Four, and unfortunately, Bob Lanier got injured and couldn't play in the Final Four because they had a real chance to beat UCLA. They were really, really good. Bob Lanier may well have led St. Bonaventure to a national championship had he not suffered an injury en route. So Lanier was that good, and he makes the list at this point. Bob Lanier, the 19th best player ever. The Road Rage, top 25 players of all time. You want in on this, you're welcome to. 654-7627. Let me get Craig in here. Craig, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Craig?
You know, only you could do a list like this. I'm going to tell you, my dad went to St. Bonaventure's, okay? So when Bob Lanier was in that tournament, we watched him on TV, on college. We watched him all the time. Okay? And then the better one is Calvin Murphy. My dad was vice president of a company called PerkinElmer in Norwalk, Connecticut. And guess where Calvin Murphy went to school? Norwalk,
yeah,
Connecticut.
Yeah, from Norwalk.
His mother used to work for my dad. And we used to go watch Calvin
Murphy.
Played in high school. Yeah. Those two things, my dad has been dead 32 years. Thank you very much. I haven't thought about my dad in that many years, but we used to love college basketball back then. You know what?
You know, Calvin Murphy, the thought of a high school player trying to level off Calvin Murphy or guard Calvin Murphy, unthinkable. I mean.
Well, you got to remember, this was back when they scored 42 points and he scored 38 of them.
Yeah, it's true.
There was no clock. There was nothing out. Yeah, that's what he used to do. And he used to jump over.
But then he went to college. He went to college and did the same thing. And by the way, just in case people don't know, he also went on to a very successful NBA career in which he was multiple time All-Star. I don't know. I would guess his career scoring average was probably 19 or something in that range.
I think he broke Bird's consecutive free throw shooting thing too, didn't he?
He did. Versa. Yeah, it might have been vice versa at the time.
Yeah. But whenever Calvin Murphy was on TV, I would watch him. I would watch him. Now, for all you young kids out there, okay, LeBron James and Kobe Bryant are not the greatest college players ever, okay? So get over it. All right, I'll talk to you later. Right,
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate the phone call. Well, I mean, you can be pretty sure LeBron isn't because he didn't play in college. that's what kept LeBron off. And I think he said Kobe Bryant. Who did he say, Ramon? Did he say LeBron and Kobe? Okay, because Kobe didn't play in college either, but LeBron didn't play in college. I didn't catch the second one. Hey, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Look, we're like in the final like 20 seconds now of the game. All right, we started with 118 residences. I don't know how many are left. All right, I know that a couple weeks ago there were 2 to 3 2-bedroom, 2 to 3 3-bedroom, still prime units available, and a couple handfuls of studios. So I'm pretty sure there are still some studios. I don't know about the 2-to-3-bedroom units at this point. You're going to have to check on availability with Taj. You know, Ramona, I saw another video the other day of Lakeside Lodge. It is so beautiful. I mean, if you are a Clemson fan, this is the best slice you're ever going to get. I mean, what more can you ask for? You're on the lake. You have this insane pool, hot tub, view of the stadium, farm-to-table restaurant, meeting space, walking past, fire pit, fitness facilities. It's just a 50-yard football field, hotel maintenance service, landscaping gets taken care of. It just doesn't get better. But you have to go see Taj at 906 Tiger Boulevard, and you have to do it now. I'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca is the number one stop and shop for a brand new Serta or Beautyrest mattress at the lowest prices around. Springtime is a great time for something new, and the Mattress Outlet has come to be the kind of place you can trust to have great selection and tremendous prices. Come in and let the outlet's experienced staff guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Goodwill and Chick-fil-A.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at urbannirvana.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Hey Tigers, this is Leighton Covich with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. The only thing better than Clemson football is being a part of the Clemson family. And that's what makes Lakeside Lodge Clemson so special. It's a luxury condo hotel built by Clemson alumni for Clemson alumni. It's a place we can gather by the pool, by the fire pit, or the patio for cocktails and dinner while enjoying the awesome views of the lake and Death Valley. It's a place Clemson family can call home. Visit us at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers!
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, if you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, I encourage you to call Parham, Smith & Archinold Attorneys at Law. Medical malpractice is what they do. It's what they're known for, and they're known as the best. They've handled some of the largest medical malpractice cases in the upstate. It costs you nothing to talk with them, and you only pay if there's a settlement or a verdict. Call 242-9008 and speak with Parham, Smith & Archinold.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Blue Heron Restaurant is now open at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful, historic downtown Pendleton, featuring an upscale seating area and bar seating to catch all the big games. With daily menu specials and happy hour to fit every craving, the Blue Heron in Pendleton offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for full menu and more information. That's BlueHeronFood.com. We'll see you soon. For 25 years, Husqvarna Automowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Automowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Automower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a